out myself.
Did women used to get together and patch those quilts?
These, yeah, still does.
Is that right?
Not patching, but build them, make them. Yes, sir, they got quilts and they do that every winter. And they can't feel their arms. Begin to feel.
Still in demand.
Yeah. Still demand for them quilts. Most of the quilts now are light. They're no more comfortable. Too heavy, too much, too tight. They use quilts, make quilts.
Back then, did people have this long piece of furniture that several people could sit on at the same time?
Such as benches. Yeah. Yeah, my grandfather had a bench on his front porch. He had a big front porch like this. And he had a bench made out of those cypress lumbers from the river. And it would sit as much as 10 or 12 people, grown people, get on that bench. And made out of heavy duty stuff. And it was just tremendous to know and see how that they were fixed up to take care of their friends and related coming. In the summer, they put them out on that bank. Just have a nice time. And then they'd have benches, short benches in the house. Sitting there.
Did they ever have, you know, like what they have nowadays, this long padded one in the living room usually? Several people could sit on?
Yeah. In these later days, yeah, they have pad seats. Covered seats, I call it, and makes it much better to sit on. But I don't see too much of that now, especially if it's a big porch, you're going to have chairs out like this to sit on and enjoy the air. But they have got a lot of chairs inside that put them in the winter around the fireplace. Comes in, have an awful lot of company. It's one of the things that somebody drove up here this morning, on a Monday morning.
Right.
They have a lot of company. Well, they are fine people. They treat everybody right. Do the best buy they can. They even can for them.
Did they have a couch or sofa or something like that?
Well, they come up with it in the latter days, yeah. I see a lot in these old gullets now throwed away.
What's that?
These couches and things that's throwed away. They've used them to come up with modern, more things, better ones. That's the way they did them. They kept throwing these junk gullets. If I made them quit all that now, I'd have to burn them or do something.
So you said that you had a place in your house where you kept all your junk.
Oh, that's a bench. I got a shelf built back there that I put my quilts and what you have it on, you know. A little shelf, a low shelf, like, you know. And I put all my quilts and things. What I can stack on. It's like everything else. It just gets so much junk till you have to move out every now and then.
Did you ever hear of people who had a whole room in the house where they put all the junk?
I've heard of it.
Just set aside a room?
Yeah, I've heard of that. I'd like to see that site. That'd be pretty good to see.
I reckon what they call that.
Well, I don't know. I call mine a junk room whenever I get it full like that. Antique. In other words, some people want to keep everything. I've even heard of them keeping cooking soda boxes, Arma Hammer cooking soda boxes. Stack them back and everything they can get a hold of just to not throw away. I call it selectors, selecting stuff, you know. I call them selectors. I'm pretty bad about such as that myself. That little old house out there, you'd be surprised the stuff I got put in there. It's useful, though. I think it's useful. It will be, yes. Can be and is. Different things.
Yes.